Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's Hart bringing us back. Ann and Nancy Wilson, 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. Got our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam's still with us. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. That's TatumLLC.com, right, Sam?
And we're TatumLLC.com, and you'll find a Tatum office near or in every major city in the United States.
Yeah, and you help companies providing them with professional help with CFOs and CIOs, people who can come in and when you need a big time practitioner, but you don't need to adopt them full time, right?
You can adopt them full time, or you can adopt them part time, or you can adopt them for a short period of time to accomplish a specific project. So it's like rent a professional to help guide the company through periods of change, right. Good change and bad.
Check that out, TatumLLC.com. Hey, Sam, I want to, as I often do, I want to wrap up on this unemployment thing. This is the biggest challenge we have right now, Sam. We've got persistent, chronic, entrenched, pervasive, destructive unemployment in America. Is any of those adjectives I just said, are any of those over the top?
Nope, I think that's accurate. It's being so long term, it has a factor. That's the destructive part. That it has a factor of discouraging people. Imagine if you're a young person, you're in your 20s, and you're looking forward to a career, and you see your parents have done okay, and you're looking out to improve yourself, and you go into the market and get the kind of treatment that our economy has been offering for the past 4 years or 5 years, and it would be discouraging. It would change your entire outlook about opportunities in the United States. And I worry about that long term more than any other thing, the discouragement of young people.
Well, that's exactly right. But look at the people. I mean, we're talking about... You and I are both sanguine. We're both rather not overly optimistic about a vibrant economy over the next 4 years. I think if you're like me, I mean, I don't see us breaking out over the next 4 years with the current political climate that we have and the current policies that we know are going to be coming down, especially with Obamacare. And I mean, what do we do with people who are, say, when they went into this thing 3 years ago, we're turning 50. I mean, what do we do with people like that who've been unemployed for years, maybe? How do we redeem people like that in the marketplace? I mean, I'm really concerned about this, Sam.
Well, I think the first thing is that the level of professionalism. When I go and get services, I've just had my lower part, my downstairs of my house redone, and the level of professionalism from tradesmen on up is astoundingly great.
Yep.
And so you have to, going into a marketplace hoping to get employed and to do some good, the level of expectation now of your performance is far higher, in my experience, than it was 10 or 20 years ago. So you have to be really, really good, which may mean going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's any expenditure that I can think that we might do as a government is to encourage people to refine their skills, get their skills in line with the demand.
Mm-hmm.
I have a grandson who's just graduating from college, and he is in biochemistry, and there are tons of jobs, and mm-hmm. he's going to have good fortune, but in going out into the market. So there are jobs.
I talked to a young man yesterday who was a marketing major, and he switched over and became a geology business major.
Yeah,
he's combining geology and business. There's
a niche.
There's practical application for that kind of education. Maybe not so much for marketing. And so that I thought that was a good thing. So these are the kinds of things. If you're going to get, you can't do what the Army does. You know, Sam, the Army prepares for the next war by fighting the last war. You can't prepare for the next job by the job you used to have, can you?
No, and not the job your parents had.
Yeah, that's exactly
this
right.
This is not your dad's Oldsmobile.
But either way, past 30 and forward 60, your guys stay sideways on the employment thing.
Yeah, more of the same. Hopefully a little better, but
we'll see.
Great uncertainty.
Hey, Sam, thanks again for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Great. Okay.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, TatumLLC.com. Check that out. And you can find his survey there on his website, also on my website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.